We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Krawick. His pass of 6.78 seconds at 198.76 miles per hour held strong through Saturday's qualifying. Eddie, talk about today's qualifying passes. You ran 199.94 miles per hour. Talk about what it's like to be that close to the 200 mile barrier.
Talk about how close it was also to be so close to 25 grand, but yeah, I botched that one up. That one's on me, but no, both of them are on me, but yeah, I'm having that great day. It was like, no, we've been chasing that 200 mile an hour run, and it was almost right there, you know. I can't stress how much you can say you want to go it, but you can't go it. It's either just going to happen or it's not. And the weekend's still not over. You know, here in Sonoma tomorrow, for sure, I think it definitely happen. I think it's going to be a little cooler, they were saying. So I'm excited about it, you know. And I'm happy to have a green hat, but, man, I really wanted to be holding that Ringers check. The Mickey Thompson Pro Bike Battle check at the end of the day here. But you know, it's just so much stuff going on in my head right now. It's a kick in the teeth, but I'll get it. I'm honest.
you said last night that this check and that playoff spot for that check was important, and you didn't know how much you were going to put into the qualifying run. But when you put a qualifying run down like you did, that kind of changed the tables.
Yeah, you know, I had a great motorcycle all day today. You know, when you look at my three runs, to come out here and crack off, you know, it was an 84 my first one, but the thing rattled the tire really hard. We couldn't get a hold of the track, and then we finally brainstormed a little bit in the trailer. My crew chief Matt, you know, was working on the clutch. Andrew's working on the tune-up, and you know, my bike went out there second round and just blistered 199. Real close, clean run, nice straight down the track. I honestly thought that was the run when I got up top end. I was like, I pull over, I'm like, come on, tell me. And they're like, I don't know what you ran. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what I ran? For sure, it had to be 200. But, you know, it's a lot of confidence when you have a good motorcycle. And I have a good motorcycle, and I'm excited rolling into race day. I think we figured out the direction that we need to go. So I know I have a good bike. I'm going to do my job, and then hopefully I get to come up here and visit you guys again.
Awesome. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.